Hello and welcome to Horizon in Tech,
a podcast where we talk about electronics, technology, amateur radio, and a lot of interesting stuff. So today, the topic of this podcast is related to ASOC examination. Now, this examination is very specific to India. So just in case if you are a listener who is listening from another country, I would request you to kindly do a little bit of research about the regulations that are applicable in your region and then proceed with the preparation. So today's podcast is going to be completely dedicated to the preparations of the ASOC examination, which is Amateur Stations Operator Certificate Examination conducted by the Government of India for certifying ham radio operators. So if you would like to become a ham radio operator in India, there are specific rules and regulations and a very specific process that you need to go through to get your ham radio operator certificate. And this amateur radio certificate is given by the Government of India, and there are examinations which are specifically conducted to analyze your capabilities in handling electronic and radio devices. So I hope I was able to clarify that ASOC examination is a very serious examination that requires a lot of preparation and practice before appearing for this examination. So now I would like to share with you that even I am appearing for the ASOC examination soon, and that means that I am going through the preparation phase of this examination. So I aspire to become a ham radio operator because it's a very interesting hobby. So in order to ensure that I am completing the syllabus in time, I took some help from ChatGPT and asked it to prepare a schedule for me which could divide the whole syllabus into smaller parts so I can prepare for it accordingly and plan for it accordingly. So this is what ChatGPT has shared with me, and I'm really surprised with the structure it has provided. It seems really interesting and I'm planning to follow that. So just in case if you are also appearing for the ASOC examination, you may also consider a similar approach for planning and preparing for your ASOC examination. So for the week 1st and 2nd, I see that introduction to basic concepts is the best topic I should pick up, which is very much logical, because an introduction and basic concepts of an examination are something which the learner must start with. That gives the clarity about the syllabus, the exam pattern which is provided by the Department of Telecommunications, and also offers an opportunity to familiarize yourself with the basic concepts such as electromagnetic waves, antennas, and propagation. You would also have to study for different frequency bands and their characteristics while you're preparing for the first and second week. Also, do not forget to take notes and review your progress regularly. I would also suggest that if you have a senior ham or someone who's already certified for the ASOC examination, take their help in gauging your progress, so there are no chances of failing here, right? So let's move ahead and see what ChatGPT is recommending to be prepared in the third and the fourth week of your preparation cycle. So here you would need to pay a little attention to the regulations and operating procedures of ham radio operations. AI is asking you to learn about the licensing requirements and regulations imposed by the Department of Telecommunications, understand the basic operating procedures such as calling, responding, and handling QSOs, which are conversations in the amateur radio terminology. All these terms are basically the Q codes, which were basically used to simplify communication between telegraph operators. Writing the whole word conversation requires a lot many alphabets, and QSO is just three words, so it's very much simpler to communicate in codes when you're talking on radio, especially in Morse code and digital modes. So yes, you would familiarize yourself with a lot of such terminologies and codes, and these are the basic operating procedures that you would be learning in your week 3rd and 4th. You can also study proper usage of phonetics, right? Also your idea of phonetic alphabets, and also practice Morse code. At least you can start at this moment, because Morse code is a very important part of the complete examination. And if you are aiming to clear your general grade examination, then Morse code sending and receiving is a must. So please be sure of starting your Morse code practice as soon as you can. Let's move ahead and see what we need to prepare in the week 5th and 6th. So here you can start with electronics and circuits. So since radio is an electronic technology, it involves learning electronics and circuits, where you also need to pay attention on the fundamentals of electronics, which includes resistors, capacitors, and inductors. You also need to learn about basic electronic circuits and their components, such as amplifiers, oscillators, and filters. You should also get a fair understanding of how to calculate and measure voltage, current, and resistance. V equals IR, the simple formula, it helps here. Solve practice problems and review examples to solidify your understanding. This process involves a lot of formulas and calculations. It's always best to keep brushing up on your math when you are practicing for this. For weeks 7 and 8, RF and transmission lines, here you need to learn about the radio frequency systems, including modulation and demodulation techniques. You also need to study transmission lines, impedance matching, and standing waves. Understand the characteristics of different type of antennas and their applications. Practice calculating antenna dimensions and characteristics. This becomes really very important when you're already a ham radio operator and you're actually implementing your communication strategies. You need to be very particular about calculating antenna dimensions and characteristics. It's very important. For week 9 and 10, propagation and safety will be the topic to study, which includes study of radio wave propagation and its impact on communication. Also about tropospheric and ionospheric propagation, which involves the study of geography and what are the different layers of atmosphere and how do they interact with radio waves. There are certain benefits and certain drawbacks of these layers that you get to learn about, and it's very interesting. You also need to understand the impact of weather conditions and solar activity on radio wave propagation. So again, that gives you a holistic view of how the universe affects your radio communication and radio experiments. You would also need to review precautions related to radio equipment and electromagnetic radiation. For the week 11th and 12th, you need to practice and review your preparation. So here, the AI is suggesting to take practice exams and review your answers. Identify your weak areas and focus on improving them. Review the entire syllabus, paying special attention to areas where you face difficulties. Revise and consolidate your knowledge by discussing with fellow amateur radio enthusiasts or join online forums. So it's really important to have at least one mentor or a few guides who can, you know, even remotely help you gauge your progress and process throughout your learning for and preparing for the ASOC exam. So this was about the schedule that AI has shared with me. I think this is going to trickle a little bit of curiosity in you about what exactly is the pattern of ASOC examination and what are the marking schemes and some more details. So let me do one thing. I'll come up with another podcast that will put some more light on these details to you. So in case if you are interested, please do stay subscribed and follow this podcast. So the next podcast, whenever I'm posting it, you will be able to listen to that as well. So stay connected. Visit Zeta.in for more information about the topics of our interest. And I'll be back with you soon. Bye-bye.